Ben Cooney here from 92.3 FM. It's my pleasure to be talking with Graham Hembrose again, who is from Prison Fellowship. How are you today, Graham?
I'm great, thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
And what's your role with Prison Fellowship again?
Yeah, I'm the State Manager for Prison Fellowship here in Queensland, and I also wear a separate hat as the Deputy Chair of the State Chaplaincy Board here in Queensland for Corrections.
And you make it up to the Tablelands once in a while? How often?
Yeah, usually once every 3 months. Try and get up here 3-4 times a year, just to encourage the chaplains and meet with the staff out at the centre.
And what's your focus this time, Graham?
Yeah, my focus this time is just meeting with pastors and churches, church leadership, just to encourage them and to draw their attention to the needs of the prison, particularly the chaplaincy. We have a number of vacancies at the moment, and we would really love to see people turn their hand to chaplaincy. Get in there. We've got a 1,200 prisoners at the moment, and our chaplaincy stocks have taken a little bit of a turn over COVID and in recent times. So getting churches to consider prison ministry is the focus of my trip this time around.
And it must be challenging for people to go, well, I want to help prisoners. I'm a bit scared to go into the jail. There's many people going into the jails as chaplains, and it's quite a safe sort of atmosphere. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. Our prison system here, particularly in Queensland, is quite a civil system. It's not like what we see in the movies or on some of the documentaries, overseas prisons and so forth. And chaplains in particular are very well respected by the prisoners. We're one of the very few people, if not the only people, that come into a prison with the prisoners' well-being at heart. And as volunteers, we're not being paid to be there. We're there because we want to be. We want to support them and encourage them to be transformed and to live a restored life.
We were talking before, Graham, about First Nation chaplains. Is there area there for all Aboriginal people that might want to get into the jail?
Yeah, absolutely. We do not have First Peoples chaplain in the prisons at the moment up here in Lotus Glen. And so we'd love to change that. We'd love to see, as many as we can from the First Peoples community, churches and so forth. If there's people there that are interested, please get in touch with us. And we'd put you in touch with First Peoples chaplaincy back in Brisbane. And we'd love for you to be involved in ministering to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners in Lotus Glen up here.
There's quite a large number of First Nations people up here in terms of numbers. Would that be a safe statement?
Yeah, I'd say our prison population up here in Lotus Glen is somewhere in the vicinity of 70 to 75% are First People. And so therefore there is a real need to have First Peoples chaplains ministering to them.
Yeah, that'd be great. If you're interested in chaplaincy, any race or any nationality, culture, there's spots open for that sort of area. So a fair few chaplains have been stepping down. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, through COVID, we saw quite a number of people step down through health concerns. Obviously, the mandate took a bit of a toll as well. And we've just had natural attrition with a number of our chaplains being of a certain age, and they felt that it was time to retire. And so we're in a position now where we'd like to re-establish our chaplaincy numbers. The prison population, unfortunately, is only growing, and therefore we need more chaplains to be able to get around what is a large centre to encourage and journey with prisoners of all walks of life.
And is there a specific denomination, Graham, or can any Christian group join?
So the chaplaincy body, the State Chaplaincy Board, is made up of First Peoples Chaplaincy, Anglican, Catholic, Inside Out Chaplaincy, which is Baptist Union, Uniting Care Prison Ministry, Salvation Army, and Prison Fellowship. Prison Fellowship is the only non-denominational. We don't have a backing of a church, but the Uniting Care Prison Ministry and Inside Out Prison Ministry also accept people from other Christian denominations as well. Catholics and Anglicans, Salvation Army mainly recruit from within. So if anyone is interested, happy to speak to them and then point them to the relevant service provider.
And do I go in by myself if I was a chaplain, Graham?
So our chaplains cover the prison Monday through to Saturday, which is what we call a duty day. This is a pastoral care focus where we journey alongside and walk in to the different units where the prisoners live. And this is usually done at least in pairs, sometimes in small groups. We may have 3-4 chaplains on a given day and they will split it up into pairs and take different parts of the centre. The prison is quite a big place to get through in a day, certainly too big for one or two people. And so we'd love to see, you know, 3-4 people on each day going in and being able to cover the prison. But yes, you're working in pairs mostly. Some people work in smaller groups of 3. But no, there's no need for you to be on your own. And to be honest, it's preferable that we do it, you know, in pairs as well and support each other.
Yeah, that's really great, Graham, and sounds like an amazing opportunity for outreach. And I encourage anyone that's listening today that if this might be something that you're interested in, that you pray about it. And as Graham said, it's a safe space and you're bringing hope and Jesus Christ into a jail. So people want to contact you, Graham. How could that happen?
Sure. They can contact me directly on 0422 015 173 or graham.hembrow at prisonfellowship.org.au. And I'd be more than happy to get back to you and either take you on a conversation through the journey of what it takes to become a chaplain or direct you to one of the other service providers in keeping with your own denomination. So first port of call, just give me a call and we can take it from there.
Thanks so much for coming in today, Graham, and telling us about Prison Fellowship and what you're up to at the moment. And it's great seeing you again. I'm deeply encouraged, as always, by you, and a great opportunity for people to make a difference to people's lives, both inside and eventually outside. So thanks heaps, Graham.
No trouble at all. Thanks for having me, Ben.